Ottawa. The Bank of Canada is expected to conclude a historic year marked by high inflation and aggressive monetary policy tightening, with one more interest rate hike on Wednesday. Forecasters anticipate the central bank will raise its key interest rate, which is currently at 3.75%, by either a quarter or half a percentage point next week. Even the smaller hike would bring the interest rate to the highest it's been since 2008. In the wake of rapidly rising inflation this year, the Bank of Canada has raised its key interest rate 6 consecutive times since March, racing to clamp down on inflation expectations before they became unmoored. After raising its key rate by a historic full percentage point in July, the Bank of Canada has tapered the size of its rate hikes. In September, it announced a 3/4 percentage point rate hike, followed by half a percentage point in October. Now, the end of the rate hike cycle appears to be near. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem said as much following the last rate decision in October. "We are getting closer to the end of this tightening phase, but we're not there yet," Macklem said in a news conference on October 26. TD Chief Economist Beata Karanci said the Bank of Canada's recent language on the risks around rising interest rates suggests the bank is beginning to consider what the effects of the aggressive rate hikes will be. In a speech on November 22, Bank of Canada Senior Deputy Governor Carolyn Rogers warned recent homeowners with variable-rate mortgages would likely find the adjustment to higher interest rates painful. Rogers cited new research from the central bank that found half of variable-rate mortgages have now hit the trigger rate, whereby mortgage holders' monthly payments only cover interest charges. "That's the biggest signal I take away, that they're nearing the endpoint of their rate hike cycle," Karanci said. Laval University economics professor Stephen Gordon said the research on mortgages indicates the central bank may want to pause rate hikes soon to see the effects of higher rates play out in the economy. "Everybody knows that it takes some time for these interest rate increases to take effect," Gordon said. "Economists generally say interest rate hikes can take 1 to 2 years to be fully felt in the economy." Former Bank of Canada Governor Stephen Pilot recently warned the aggressive rate hikes will likely have a stronger effect on the economy than many anticipate. Speaking at a conference in Ottawa hosted by Western University's Ivy Business School, the former governor said today's economy is more sensitive to interest rates than it was 10 years ago because of high debt levels. "Does anybody here think the sensitivity of the economy to interest rate movements is less today than it was 5 or 10 years ago?" Pillow asked. "I think, it, is more sensitive today than it was before." The Bank of Canada has justified its aggressive rate hikes by arguing that the economy is overheated and needs higher interest rates to bring inflation down. Karanci said the Bank of Canada may find recent inflation data encouraging. Canada's annual inflation rate in October was 6.9%, down from a peak of 8.1% in June, but still well above the central bank's 2% target. However, Karanci noted the 3-month annualized inflation rate has dropped to below 4%. The economy has shown other signs of slowing, including a drop in household spending in the third quarter. If the economy is indeed slowing, though, it hasn't showed up in labor data yet. Canada's unemployment rate in November was 5.1, signaling a still hot labor market. Labor groups have been particularly concerned about the effect rate hikes will have on the employment. But economists like Gordon say unemployment may not rise as much as it typically does during recessions because the economy is starting from a point of very low unemployment. "You might actually see along the way 2 consecutive quarters of real GDP declining, the technical definition of a recession, but I'm not going too inclined to think that's really much a recession," he said. Next week, market watchers will be paying attention to the size of the rate hike as well as the Bank of Canada's language in its press release for hints on whether more rate hikes should be expected. Karanci said December may very well not be the last rate hike. "I think we could still get one more in January," she said. "I would not pull it off the table." This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 2, 2022. Najood Al-Malley's, The Canadian Press.